Janae Carver is a 29-year-old female who reports that she was involved in a motor vehicle accident on 12/14/2022. Transcriptionist, please confirm the date of accident period. The claimant reports she was a seat-belted driver of a vehicle when a tow truck was changing lanes from the left side to the right side onto her lane, period. The back of the tow truck struck the left front of her vehicle, and she reports that this caused injuries, period. No airbags were deployed, period. She was not taken by ambulance to an emergency department, period. The claimant was evaluated by various specialists, that's outlined in this report, and underwent physical therapy, followed by cervical spine fusion, period. Postoperatively, she has had physical therapy and has been discharged, period. She is currently not in any physical therapy, period. The history can be gleaned from the review of records is below. Paragraph, current symptoms. She reports her neck and back are painful, as well as the entire left arm, period. The right knee is not painful, period. Paragraph, impression, left shoulder. Non-specific injury resolved. Right knee, number two, right knee, non-specific injury resolved, period. Paragraph, discussion. The claimant was involved in a motor vehicle accident that with an impact on the left front side of her vehicle by a tow truck that was changing lanes, period. She alleges injuries resulting from this accident, period. Paragraph, left shoulder, underlined colon. The left shoulder injury is a non-specific injury, period. The imaging studies, including an MRI, demonstrate no structural abnormalities, period. She was treated with physical therapy and has been discharged, period. She reports subjective symptoms of pain of the entire left arm, period. She's wearing a wrist brace for this, although there has been no documentation of any left wrist injury, period. On physical examination, there are no objective findings other than subjective pain that she reports referable to the whole arm, period. This is non-specific, diffuse pain of the whole arm, period. There are no objective findings such as deformity, functional deficit, rotator cuff strength loss, or wrist range of motion loss, period. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the left shoulder non-specific injury has resolved, period. There's no further treatment necessary. There's no permanency to the injury, period. Paragraph of note, the cervical spine injury was at the C5-6 level. This alleged injury at the C5-C6 level is the nerve supply to the shoulder, period. It is possible she is reporting pain from the cervical spine referable to the left arm and shoulder, period. Paragraph, right knee. The right knee was treated with physical therapy for a non-specific injury, period. MRI was performed and demonstrated no structural abnormalities appeared. The claimant reports no pain at the current moment, period. She reports occasional pain, period. The objectively on physical exam, there are no findings, no objective findings, period. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the right knee injury has resolved, period. Paragraph. Thank you, Andy.